Radio Prague News.
Three foreigners have been charged following an attack in Brno. A group of scientists say young women are at a disadvantage in research. And a new ferry at the place where a footbridge collapsed in Prague has broken down. Three foreigners have been charged after a knife attack on two men in Brno in the early hours of Saturday, police in the city said on Wednesday. One of the three foreigners could face up to 10 years in prison if found guilty of charges including grievous bodily harm. The other two have been charged with disorderly conduct, for which the maximum sentence is 2 years. The three men are reported to be from North Africa and long-term legal residents of the Czech Republic. The victims, aged 31 and 32, were taken to hospital after the attack, which left them with bad cuts. Around 300 specialists at 29 institutes that come under the Czech Academy of Sciences have written a letter to the organization's management, drawing attention to what they say is the disadvantaged position of young women in research. The authors say that scientists are expected to go abroad to gain experience after completing a doctorate at around 30, the same age when many women are starting families. If women fail to undergo an internship abroad, their chances of obtaining grants or getting full-time positions in scientific institutions fall considerably, the writers of the letter say. A ferry then that went into operation last weekend at the place where a footbridge collapsed in Prague in early December has broken down, the Czech news agency said on Wednesday. The boat, which is free of charge, goes from the island Císařský Ostrov to Troja, the location of Prague Zoo. Operators said the ferry had been put out of action by a technical fault, but couldn't say when it would be running again. Four people were injured, two seriously, when the footbridge collapsed in early December. The causes of the collapse are still being investigated. Around half of the 40-plus foreign film productions in the Czech Republic this year have come from neighbouring Germany, Czech TV reported on Wednesday. German filmmakers have spent around 850 million crowns in this country in 2017. German companies are chiefly attracted by buildings and locations that can be used for movies settings for movies set in various historical periods, while tax incentives for film and TV productions are also a strong draw. Forecasters have issued a warning that the western half of Bohemia will be hit by black ice on Wednesday night. The ice is expected to form in areas including Prague and the Karlovy Vary, Pilsen and Ústí nad Labem regions before midnight and persist until Thursday morning. Strong winds are forecast for several parts of Moravia, in particular the Jeseníky and Beskydy mountain ranges. Sparta Prague's Italian coach Andrea Stramaccioni says he's made a number of mistakes in the early part of his first season in Czech football. Speaking to journalists on Wednesday, the former boss of Inter Milan said it had been a challenge coming to the Czech league as the only foreign manager. Stramaccioni said, however, that he was glad to have received a recent vote of confidence from Sparta's owner, Daniel Křetínský. He said he had acquired valuable experience and could still turn the club's season around. Sparta have the most league titles in Czech soccer history, but currently lie fifth in the table. The weather forecast now, it should be overcast with snow in places in the Czech Republic on Thursday. Temperatures of up to 3 degrees Celsius are expected. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that is the end of the news. Hello, this is Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. Today, President Zeman says no to fresh elections in a speech to the nation. The Czech head of the unrecognized state of Liberland outlines plans for expansion. And later we read out some of your correspondence in a special holiday edition of Mailbox. All that's coming up in today's programme. In his televised Christmas message to the nation, President Miloš Zeman highlighted the country's economic successes, telling Czechs they had much to be proud of. As regards the country's political future, he ruled out early elections, telling politicians they'd have to play the cards they had been dealt by the electorate. Daniela Lazareva reports.
President Zeman opened his Christmas message to the nation on a morale-boosting note, telling Czechs they had plenty to be proud of.
Česká republika je šestá nejbezpečnější.
The Czech Republic is the sixth safest nation in the world, which is better than even Switzerland. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the EU and the lowest level of deprivation. Our economic growth is among the highest and our indebtedness one of the lowest in Europe. We have every reason to be a proud and self-confident nation which values its achievements.
On a more critical note, the president said there were areas in need of improvement, such as boosting investments, reducing social benefits to those who refuse to work, and cutting the number of civil servants, which the president said would resolve the lack of workers in other fields of the economy. As regards the political situation, the head of state confirmed his continuing support for ANO leader Andrej Babiš, who has been unable to find backing for his minority government in the lower house ahead of a confidence vote on January 10th. President Zeman criticized the other parliamentary parties for lack of initiative in negotiations, which would have opened the door to a compromise solution. He told them he would never call early elections, since that would be a mark of disrespect for voters, and stressed they would have to play the cards they had been dealt in the elections.
Nebude-li úspěch hned v prvním kole,
if the Prime Minister's first attempt at forming a government fails, I'll give him and his political opponents more time and space to reach agreement on a government that will prove viable. I think a second attempt, which I envisage sometime in February, may prove successful.
The president's message elicited mixed reactions from Czech politicians. Prime Minister Babiš described the address as positive and constructive. The communists and the anti-immigration party of Freedom and Direct Democracy hailed the patriotic message it contained, as well as criticism of the EU's migration policy and the president's urging for the Czech Republic to be more self-confident in defense of its convictions in the EU and NATO. Reactions from the other parties in the lower house ranged from predictable to biased. Even in his Christmas message, Zeman was not able to resist supporting Babiš and attacking his rivals, top 09 leader Jiří Pospíšil noted. Civic Democrat Deputy Chair Martin Kupka slammed the speech as hypocritical.
It was the president himself who created conditions for Andrej Babiš not to have to negotiate very hard for a majority government. He's held that line all along. The post-election environment that he and Babiš created wasn't conducive to negotiations.
This sentiment was echoed by the president's chief rival for the top post in the January presidential elections. The former head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Jiří Drahoš, said Zeman's speech had shown all too clearly what kind of administration the incumbent president favored. Not a strong and stable government, but a minority government supported by extremists.
That report was by Daniela Lazareva. Now, a different Czech president from Miloš Zeman recently looked back at a busy 2017 and future expansion plans in Africa and Central America for the near future. Vít Jedlička is president of what's called the Free Republic of Liberland, a 7 kilometer square territory on the Danube River between Serbia and Croatia. Chris Johnstone has the story.
Liberland was created in April 2015 on one island and one near island on the Danube between Croatia and Serbia. They are uninhabited and prone to flooding. President Jedlička says neither of the two neighbours claim the territory, but while relations with Serbia are fairly warm, those with Croatia are antagonistic, with dozens of court cases pending brought by both sides. While officially recognised by no one, Liberland is not daunted and has seen a growing number of applications for citizen and actual citizens. As of December, it had 480,000 applications and 150,000 approved citizens. President Jedlička told Radio Prague recently that applications are flooding in.
It's virtually all over the world. We've got now applications very evenly spread throughout the world, a little bit more from Middle East. Some 100,000 people out of 500,000 actually are coming from Middle East, but a part of that, the interest in Liberland citizenship is completely evenly spread. So we've got almost 18,000 people from United States, for example.
The benefits of citizenship are not fully clear, though the president says it's always good to have a second passport. You don't pay tax in Liberland, with citizens asked to make donations instead. And that formula, as well as investments in Bitcoin and other virtual currencies, has boosted Liberland state coffers to the equivalent of around $350,000 at the start of December. And Jedlička outlined other ambitious financial plans.
We will use this money actually to launch a number of serious projects next year. And then one of them will be the issuance of our own cryptocurrency, which we would like to have completely anonymous, yet also working as Liberland shares, which will be fairly interesting concept for those people, for example, that got interested into the world of cryptocurrencies. We want to be also innovative in that sense.
A conference boat is also on the shopping list for purchase and use of Liberland, as well as a sauna and spa. And Liberland also has expansion plans to bring its libertarian model of government to other countries and continents. Jedlička explained the logic.
Because of this large interest, especially from Middle East and from Africa, we're considering that it would be actually healthy to bring Liberland to Africa instead of bringing all the people from Middle East and from Africa to Liberland.
In fact, plans are well advanced with the government of Somaliland, an independent if unrecognised state in East Africa, to set territory aside which Jedlička says could have something like the status of a combination of a diplomatic and free trade area. Talks have also been taking place with the government of Honduras in Central America about setting up what the Liberland president says could amount to Liberland resorts with around 90% autonomy from the central government.
That report was by Chris Johnstone. Now in the final part of our programme today, Daniela Lazareva rejoins us. And with her, she has some of your correspondence with Radio Prague in a special seasonal one-off edition of Mailbox.
As the year draws to a close, all of us here at the English Department of Radio Prague would like to thank our devoted listeners the world over for their dedication to the station, for being with us and taking the time to drop us a line or write an email to share your views about what you found particularly interesting and what you'd like to hear more of on Radio Prague. In this special edition of Mailbox, I'd like to quote from a few of your letters and emails and reveal a little of what's in the pipeline for 2018. Toshiki Tsuboi from Japan says, "Thank you for the beautiful orchestra music. I love Janáček so much, and it's so hard to find Janáček's CD in Japan." Koji Nakayama says he enjoyed Radio Prague's Sunday Music Show, featuring indie rock, post-rock and punk rock. "Looking forward to the next show already," Koji says. Karobi Hazarika from India writes, "I listened to this week's Sunday Music Show, where you played hit songs from the 60s, 70s and 80s, and enjoyed it very much." Well, I have good news not just for Karobi, but all of you who like tuning in to our Sunday Music Show, profiling Czech bands and singers. As of next year, we will feature a new music series called Hit of the Century, held in connection with the centenary of the birth of Czechoslovakia. Between January and May, from Monday to Friday, you will hear a song a day going from 1918 to the present and featuring the best of Czechoslovak and Czech music over the years. Listeners here in the Czech Republic and abroad will then vote on the hit of the century. Each week you will hear the five selected songs in our Sunday music programme and, of course, find some basic information about them on our webpage. Richard Novak from Florida in the United States is one of our many listeners who still write in for QSL cards. He says, "Thank you so much for the QSL card with the streetcar on Charles Bridge. That's cool." Well, I'm sure that Richard and many others will be happy to hear we have a brand new series of QSL cards waiting for you. This one depicting old radio equipment. So write in and ask for one. We'll be happy to oblige. Beer is another highly popular topic with Radio Prague listeners, and for good reason. Akira Takei from Japan writes, "I'm interested in Czech beer. The Czech Republic has a long history in beer production, and I buy Czech beer on the internet." Elizabeth Milevitz Tyson from Australia says, I enjoyed your new miniseries on pubs in Prague and was intrigued that some of the local brews are made from hops imported from Australia. Well, we're glad to hear that you enjoy the pub series, complete with videos. We also covered cafes and we'll think of other places to take you in Prague. So write and let us know where you'd like to go. Jain Mahesh says the programme on sites listed as UNESCO cultural monuments and those the Czech Republic is hoping to get listed was very informative. Many thanks, Jain, and you may be interested to hear that a mini-series on architectural landmarks is in the pipeline for next year. Jain adds, I also had to chuckle over the Czech phrase elephant in a china shop, being familiar with the English phrase bull in a china shop. Well, those of you interested in the intricacies of the Czech language may be happy to hear that a new Czech language series is in the pipeline, which students of Czech helped to put together. And this time you'll be able to learn Czech with the help of short videos. Kunihisa Yoshi, a regular listener in Japan, says, My desire to visit the Czech Republic is getting bigger and bigger thanks to Radio Prague. When knowing that, we shall work harder than ever to get you to visit Kunihisa. Nobuya Kato from Japan wrote to say he was touched by Czech Radio's charity project Santa's Grandchildren, which aims to bring a ray of light into the lives of abandoned elderly people in old age homes and to help foster new intergeneration friendships. He says it is a fine example for Japan where the society is also aging. We also think it's a grand idea, Nobuya, and as you will have noticed, we have a great many listeners in Japan who show considerable interest in the Czech Republic. Nobuya says he listened to our report about the Moravian Day Festival in the United States and notes with regret that there is no Moravian community in Japan. I hope that some Czech group will come to Japan to show us their costumes and traditional performances sometime soon. Maybe we can also enjoy special foods and drinks, he adds. Well, until they do, Radio Prague has a few videos with Czech recipes on its web and Facebook page, where you will find simple step-by-step instructions on how to cook some Czech Christmas specialties. It's a bit late now for Christmas, but our potato salad is great any time of the year. As regards Czech expat communities abroad, we try to report on their activities as often as possible. And for those of you who speak Czech, we have a special webpage in Czech for and about them. Finally, if there's anything you miss on Radio Prague or would like to find out more about, do please let us know. The address is english@radio.cz or else write by snail mail to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. You can also follow Radio Prague on Facebook and Twitter. So, thank you very much, wherever you may be listening to us, and Happy New Year 2018.
That was Daniela Lazareva with the special seasonal edition of Mailbox. But that's all for now, folks. You'll find much more at our website, that's radio.cz. And you can also write to us, of course, at english@radio.cz by email, and you'll find us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're going to leave you today with some Czech Christmas music. But for me, Ian Willoughby, thank you very much for listening to Radio Prague, and goodbye.